The revised next phase of a new Sudbury subdivision consisting of 172 semi-detached units was greenlit by a near-unanimous planning committee on Monday. Several area residents preempted the vote by speaking out against Dalron Construction Limited's revised Royal Oaks, Nickeldale subdivision phase during the meeting's public hearing. Among their chief concerns were the loss of informal green space on Dalron-owned property and added traffic to area streets, namely, Forestdale Drive and Montrose Avenue. A map of the Dalron Construction Limited's latest incarnation of a section of a proposed residential subdivision in the new Sudbury neighborhood. Dalron's map is seen overlaid against a Google Maps screenshot of the existing neighborhood, showing its approximate location. Graphic by Sudbury.com. Despite these concerns, Ward 12 Count. Jocelyn Landry Altman was alone in voting against the revised subdivision plan. A thorn in some residents' sides was a past master plan Dalron used several years ago to promote the project, which included a great deal more green space than later plans allowed for. This includes the latest plan revision, which the planning committee approved on Monday. During the meeting, area resident Kathy Browning lamented the shift away from Dalron's past plans for the subdivision's future phases, which did not come to fruition. Area resident Kathy Browning speaks out against the revised next phase of the Royal Oaks, Nickeldale subdivision, at Monday's Planning Committee meeting of City Council. Tyler Clark, Sudbury.com. It seems that it's just all about building and not looking at promises that were previously made to people who actually bought homes in the area, she said. Dalron, she added, is more about building and making money, and less about quality of life with better air quality, less noise and less density within an area. Representing the developer, Tulloch Engineering Project Manager Kevin Jarris noted they've met the requirement for 5% green space, and included extra parcels of green space to accommodate the neighborhood's request to maintain a trail through the development. The current revised subdivision plan also includes 27 fewer units than the previously draft-approved plan, which Jarris noted would result in less traffic than in previous proposals. The subdivision itself is in the New Sudbury neighborhood, stretching west from Montrose Avenue and beginning just north of Forestdale Drive. Forestdale Drive currently ends with a cul-de-sac to the west, but the next phase of development will see its western end curve north and meander toward Maley Drive before curving back east toward Montrose Avenue. During Monday's meeting, area residents described Forestdale Drive as already being unsafe due in part to its incline, and requested it permanently end with a cul-de-sac. It's not an easy street to drive up, area resident Brian Miller said, noting it becomes a safety hazard during the winter. It's a dangerous street the way it's laid out now. Although the development's next phase calls for 172 units, future phases will include additional units on land stretching northward, putting additional strain on Forestdale Drive. During Monday's meeting, Landry Altman sought to address these concerns by deferring a decision on the revised subdivision plan to the May 27 meeting. A map shows where Ward 12 count. Jocelyn Landry Altman proposed the construction of two cul-de-sacs instead of extending the western edge of Forestdale Drive to the north. Supplied by then, she requested that city staff draft plans to include two additional cul-de-sacs at Forestdale Drive's western end. This includes the current cul-de-sac and one to its immediate north to close off what would have otherwise been the street's northward extension. City Planning Services Director Chris Longston advised against Landry Altman's proposal. The city's official plan policy calls for a connected street network and a reduction of cul-de-sacs, he said. The proposed connection at Forestdale, as described, has been on the books for almost 50 years now, and to provide that connection would provide that secondary access to those residents should there be an emergency. In the end, only Planning Committee Chair and Ward 10 count. Fern Cormier supported the deferral. Landry Altman's vote was the only one lodged against the proposal as tabled. Monday's Planning Committee decision still needs to be ratified by City Council as a whole on Tuesday evening, but the committee's near-unanimous points to a likelihood it will be approved. The planning committee includes Cormier, Landry Altman, Ward 4 Caun. Pauline Fortin, Ward 11 Caun. Bill Leduc and Ward 6 Caun. René LaPierre. Delrin representative Christy Arnold told the committee on Monday that the firm's plan is to begin construction on the subdivision's next phase this spring, beginning with semi-detached units built along the western side of Montrose Avenue. The map provided to the committee includes 10 lots along Montrose, including room for 20 units. Pending market conditions, she said the plan would be to progress westward through the subdivision. All of the units will be sold at market rates. The current demographic or clientele that are purchasing semi-detached in this area ranges from first-time homebuyers right down to empty nesters, Arnold said. We will have a variety of housing types to address all of those needs. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.